Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we are happy to have a chance now to meet President Obama's new Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, Alejandro Mayorkas. Citizenship and Immigration Services at USCIS.gov is part of the Homeland Security Department. Duties include processing applications for green cards, citizenship, and asylum and refugee status. In other words, they have a lot to say over whether you get to stay here. They're also opening a new office in Long Island City, Queens, in a few months, and generally preparing for the possibility of comprehensive immigration reform, which could mean a flood of new applications from people currently here illegally. Mr. Mayorkas is an immigrant from Cuba and a former top federal prosecutor in Los Angeles. And Mr. Mayorkas, thanks so much for coming on WNYC. Hello from New York.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me.
And again, we can take phone calls from immigrants. We're glad to offer you this direct access to President Obama's new Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Looking at some recent news clippings that refer to you or the agency, it looks like naturalization or citizenship applications are way, way down in the last year, but you're considering it making more expensive to apply. Are both those things correct?
We have indeed, Brian, experienced a drop in applications over the last year, and as a fee-based agency, we're considering our options with respect to how we deal with that financial challenge. The possibilities are indeed cuts in the agency, potentially seeking more money from Congress, and indeed raising some fees.
So the LA Times says citizenship applications in Southern California, that's the sample they took, I presume it's similar ratios around the country, in Southern California plunged from 250,000 2 years ago to about 60,000 last year. That would mean the bottom has dropped out, like 75% down. Why would that happen?
It's very difficult to for us to identify any particular reason. We're certainly studying that, but I think that many people consider the economic conditions in which our country finds itself over the past year to be one of the reasons why the drop in applications has occurred.
I've read the recent increase in the application fee to more than $600 is a main reason, and yet you're considering raising the fee again. Is that true in terms of your assessment of why applications are so far down?
Well, the price on a number of applications was raised in 2007, and there was a 90-day period before the price increases took effect. And as you can well imagine, during that 90-day period, there was a tremendous surge in applications. We've worked very arduously over the last 2 years to address the buildup of cases and, in fact, have achieved a tremendous improvements in processing times of cases over that time. I don't believe that recent drop-offs in applications were caused by the price increase that was imposed 2 years ago.
Is your office supposed to be financially self-sustaining from immigrant fees and not paid for by tax dollars?
It is primarily, to a great extent, indeed supported by the fees that we receive from applicants, yes.
Is that any way to run a federal agency? I mean, this is not your doing, but it seems almost punitive against the immigrants, a way for Congress to label immigrants as low and other in order to, you know, putting that burden on you and forcing you to raise the fees for citizenship applications so high. Do you think that's at the root of this?
I think one of the things that is being considered is whether this fee-for-services model is optimal. It is not unique to our agency. It is a model that is that finds itself in other government agencies as well. I think that's a question that is certainly worth asking.
So do you think the Obama administration is considering trying to change that structure? And would it take an act of Congress to do so?
It would indeed take an act of Congress, and the Obama administration is indeed committed to comprehensive immigration reform. The parameters of what would be involved in comprehensive immigration reform are a matter of legislative discretion. The president is very committed to it. The president has designated Secretary Napolitano as the point person on comprehensive immigration reform. She is equally committed to it as a top priority. And we are thinking of things big and small as we discuss comprehensive immigration reform, and we're listening to the community to understand what the community feels it should and should not include.
So no commitment, but you're looking at the question of whether the immigrants' fees themselves shouldn't have to subsidize your agency. Is that it?
That is something that is being considered.
John in Harlem, you're on WNYC with Alejandro Mayorkas. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, John. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. My question is, I'm from Ghana and West Africa, and what we realize was the DV lottery by the U.S. government, people will win, and they will normally deny about 80% of the applicants. And I want to know why.
They win the lottery and still get denied from Ghana, John is saying. Are you familiar with anything like that?
Well, I think that one of the things that I can direct individuals to learn about acceptance and denial rates and the like is a new feature that we have on a redesigned website. It is uscis.gov. And there's a section of that website called the National Dashboard. And that will provide information nationwide with respect to processing times and the like. And if there are any further questions with respect to data acceptance or denial rates, I would suggest that someone call our 800 number and try to obtain that information. I don't have that data at the ready.
John, good luck to you and the other Ghanaian immigrants who won the lottery. Mr. Mayorkas, you said you're getting your agency ready, and one of the main goals right now is to get your agency ready for the possibility of comprehensive immigration reform.
Yes.
That hasn't even been introduced yet by the Obama administration or the post-Bush Congress. How are you preparing, given the uncertainties?
Well, we've done we've taken a number of steps already. We have a lockbox operation that can accept applications, and we are currently accepting approximately 65% of our applications through the lockbox facility. We hope to increase that capacity to 100% in anticipation of the possibility that a large number of people will be seeking immigration status that have not previously done so. We have application support centers throughout the country that are readily equipped now to handle approximately 6.6 million people. We hope to expand that possibility as well. The redesigned website that we rolled out just earlier this month is a tremendous tool that further prepares us for the possibilities that we could face in comprehensive immigration reform. It is a much more customer-centric website. It is one that provides much more information to individuals either in the immigration system or seeking to access it. And thirdly, it provides greater transparency, as I mentioned earlier, with respect to what is happening across the nation in the immigration system.
Rennie in Bedford-Stuyvesant. You're on WNYC with President Obama's new Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, Alejandro Mayorkas. Hello, Rennie.
Yeah, hi. How are you? How are you?
Okay.
Very fine. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to ask you a question. As an example, the people to apply in the U.S.,
to apply for citizenship applications?
To become legal. No,
oh,
to become
okay.
legal, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't know if this is the subject.
You can ask about that. You can.
Yeah, the thing is that in order to legalize yourself, you either have to cheat the system, or if honest, usually you end up deported. Is this going to change in the Obama administration, or is it going to stay the current?
Do you accept this premise, Mr. Mayor?
As an example, I would like to make an example. I know a person who came through Mexico illegally. He was arrested, and then he got he became legal after he got arrested. I have another person who I know another person who came legally in the States and with a visa, and he tried to legalize himself, but he couldn't because either he had to cheat or he had to go back because there was no other way.
Well, Mr. Mayorkas, is this something you hear a lot?
Well, let me comment on that. Cheating the system is can be potentially a crime. To explore the lawful ways to gain a particular immigration status, there are a number of avenues to do that. There are community-based organizations that can provide guidance if one cannot afford an attorney. There are information services that our agency provides in local communities and elsewhere throughout the country. And I would strongly urge individuals to seek information from our agency or from community-based organizations or accredited individuals or attorneys to determine whether there is a lawful means to pursue a benefit. I would strongly discourage any effort to cheat the system, the consequences of which can be severe.
Good luck to you, Rennie. Mr. Mayorkas, a lot of immigrant workers, legal and illegal, are afraid these days because of the workplace raids of the last few years and more recently pressuring employers like American Apparel to fire people. What do you say to people living in the shadows out of fear right now?
The issue of people who are here unlawfully, the president has articulated his belief, and the secretary has echoed this, that one of the components of comprehensive immigration reform that the administration supports is a path to citizenship for people who are here without documents.
Deefy in New Milford. You're on WNYC. Hello, Deefy.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a question. Me and my husband, we both have advanced degrees from U.S. colleges. We are from India. And when I went to USCIS website, they told that people with advanced degrees can file under EB-2 category for green card. And but the law firm came back and told us that since there were changes in job zones from 5 to 4 for all IT professionals, they said they couldn't file under EB-2. And instead, they said we have to go with EB-3, which is general category for everyone. So my question is there anything for people with advanced degrees they can file under?
That type of technical question, ma'am, what I would respectfully urge you to do is, if you have not found an answer on our new website, our redesigned website, I don't know how recently you accessed it, I would encourage you to call our 800 number and speak with one of our information officers. That 800 number is 375-5283. That's 800-375-5283.
And obviously you're touting your new redesigned, more user-friendly, more transparent website for USCIS.gov. And I know that's one of the reasons that you wanted to come on today. And with so many immigrants in our listening audience, I'm glad that that's out there. And you'll probably get a lot of hits starting this afternoon. But she mentions the IT workers and getting visas for people with skills. Senator Grassley has been pressing your agency to tighten up on the H-1B visa program for people with particular skills, saying surveys have found large numbers of fraudulent applications or mistakes. Is that a problem that you acknowledge?
We have a very significant anti-fraud effort underway and have had that at the agency. It is a very robust effort, and we believe we are dedicating considerable resources to it because of the importance of that issue. It is an anti-fraud effort that is not limited exclusively to the H-1B area, but to protecting the integrity of the system for the benefit of individuals who are lawfully seeking benefits to which they're entitled.
How hard is it, and how hard should it be, for people seeking H-1Bs? I mean, you're supposed to be able to prove that there's no American-born person who's qualified for the job, but probably, you know, people get approved way short of that, yes?
Well, one of the components of the H-1B process is to establish that one has a special skill, and the petitioner, the company, demonstrates as well the need for somebody with that special or particularized skill.
We're going to run out of time in a couple of minutes with Alejandro Mayorkas, President Obama's new director of the Citizenship and Immigration Services at USCIS.gov. They oversee applications for citizenship, green cards, asylum and refugee status. And overseeing asylum applications, I wonder if this is in your bailiwick. We've had some of the worst facilities in the country here in the New York area for people in asylum limbo, horrible privatized detention centers where people have been abused and don't even have the rights of criminals in regular prison. Do you administer those detention centers?
I do not, Brian, and I can, however, speak to this. That is the Secretary Napolitano's commitment to reforming the detention system.
So you believe and you think it's the position of the Obama administration that the detention system needs reform, and the conditions that I mentioned are actually, you know, have been real?
Brian, we fully recognize infirmities in the detention system. The Secretary has articulated publicly and has taken steps within the department to commence the reform process.
Last thing, what should immigrants think of the fact that immigration services are now under the Department of Homeland Security? Moved there during the Bush administration. You work for the Department of Homeland Security. Does it look like the U.S. government defines immigration as an invasion rather than a vital part of America? And do you think it should be moved out of Homeland Security?
The president has articulated quite clearly his vision and understanding of America as a nation of immigrants. We at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services are devoted to ensuring that individuals who seek benefits to which they are entitled in the composition of our nation receive those benefits in a timely and efficient manner. That is one of our missions at USCIS.
So when people go to the website, as you're asking them to do, people in, you know, various immigrant statuses, they shouldn't be afraid that they're approaching law enforcement here and they're going to get in trouble for asking for information?
There are individuals who are law-abiding, who are seeking benefits to which they are entitled, should have no reason to fear approaching USCIS in the pursuit of those benefits.
People who are out of status have something to fear?
People who are out of status, we recognize, are vulnerable in this country, and that is one of the issues that we are seeking to address in the context of what may come in comprehensive immigration reform.
Okay. Alejandro Mayorkas, President Obama's new Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services. Again, their new website, uscis.gov. And as you well know, New York is the city of immigrants, and we could take questions from callers and people posting on our website for you all day. I certainly hope you'll come back and do this with us again.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up, reinventing the idea of the idea.